Greg Pope, John Burton, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. And Goggin Coldhall, coldest team in town. Brad Powers, just 1 second. You got breaking news? What's up?
Yeah, we're just talking about the Predators. They have a major announcement scheduled today at 1 o'clock at Bridgestone Arena. Speculation is a new contract for Matthias Ekholm, who okay. we're just talking right. about.
Well, good. So. Keep the defenseman in the house. Brad Powers 7 with us. Brad, how you doing, man?
Excellent. How are you guys?
Good. Could you go that Kraken?
I was going to say, were you watching the Golden Knights and the Kraken, that traditional hockey rivalry renewed last night?
I did not.
I've been out of the loop since for a few days watching my Brewers lose down in Atlanta. I always like trends that you put it on. I saw you put up a couple days ago. Favorites are 3.26 and 97 straight up. I don't know what that percentage is off the top of my head, but it looks pretty good. I think I asked you this last week or the week before. Just why not do money lines instead of spreads?
Because you'd be down on the season. So I did look that up just for you.
Thank you.
I went through all the weeks. And you know what? I'm sure if you shopped and got the absolute best money line on every underdog, you'd probably be up on the season. But let me just put in perspective. If you just say you happen to forget to bet, you know, Bowling Green against Minnesota, which was the biggest outright upset of the season, in fact, the last 4 years, or say you didn't bet one full unit on that one, you only bet a little. I mean, that one alone was 40-1. So if you forgot to bet that one, you'd be down like 40-some units. So that just goes to show you that I don't think there's a lot of value just betting the underdog on the money line every single game.
Did you have Texas A&M the other day there?
No, I did not. I did not at all. I mean, that was very surprising. I mean, nothing says, you know, Texas A&M's offense, you know, struggling against Arkansas, Mississippi State. I mean, struggling to get first downs, and then boom, bang, you're playing Alabama. All of a sudden, you got a hot quarterback. And, I mean, that one was an absolute stunner to me. And, obviously, you need a lot of things to happen to beat Alabama in today's day and age. And, you know, the A&M got a bunch of those things to happen in that one.
Hey, Brad, let us call you right back. We've got a pretty poor connection right now, if you don't mind. Because I'd like to hear you clearly.
That's right.
We'll call you right back. Thanks, Brad. Yeah.
By the way, four-year, $25 million contract for Matthias Ekholm, according to Adam Vingan of The Athletic, who covers the Preds.
6.25
Yeah, that's and good. I think it was one of those mutual deals. He didn't want to go anywhere. I think he wants to be here. You know, he made it clear he wanted to stay here. So, you know, if you're a Preds fan, you should be happy that they're able to work out a deal, because you know he's been a cornerstone of the defensive pairings for a long time here. Big part of that cup run back in 2017. So you're just joining us. We're going to reconnect with Brad Powers and also Matthias Ekholm, according to several reports, 4 year, $25 million new contract, official announcement coming later this afternoon at Bridgestone.
All right. Thank you. Hey, Brad, sorry about that. We just wanted to get you clear. It sounded like you were doing popcorn or something.
I was not.
What's happened to Clemson? I just see 0-5 against the spread with a minus 12.2 point differential. I'm not surprised that they might take a step back every once in a while, but this far?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it, nor did the market. I mean, I thought, first off, DJ Uiagalelei looked good. I mean, in his couple starts last year, so I didn't think replacing Trevor Lawrence was going to be that big of a deal, but, you know, maybe it was more Lawrence combined with Travis Etienne. I mean, the all-time leading rusher in the history of the ACC. So, I mean, that combo there hurt. You know, offensive line recruiting hasn't been great for Clemson, and especially offensive line development, and that's, you know, rearing its head. So, but with that being said, still doesn't excuse, you know, their performance so far this season. I'm anxious to see that. Not necessarily that I think there's a lot of value on Clemson against Syracuse this week. I mean, I could actually see you can make a strong case for betting the Orange. But coming off a bye, we'll see how motivated Clemson is. I mean, if they're motivated and can, you know, clean up a few things on offense, then, man, I mean, to go to show you how disparate the market is compared to what it was in the summer on Clemson, this line on this Syracuse game this week was 31 in the summer. Now it's 14.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Did you get it then? Is that just I guess when it comes out?
My numbers didn't scream value one way or another, so I did not bet. I wish I had the orange plus 31, but do not have that one in pocket.
Hmm.
Well, let's talk a little NFL. Monday Night Football comes to town. The Bills, maybe that team that right there, ready to go to a Super Bowl. The open line I saw was 3.5. It's up to 5.5. What are you thinking, Bills Titans?
I lean Titans. Buffalo's probably the best team in the NFL. I mean, I'm also wondering, what our views would be on Buffalo had they not blown the Pittsburgh game in week one. I mean, that was kind of a fluky result. But I don't think this is a great spot for them after. I think that was their biggest win of the season. I mean, even if, obviously to this point, but also if we're just looking at the regular season, for them to get finally some confidence against the Chiefs, I just think you're due for maybe a little bit of a letdown. And, Tennessee has, had a top up and down season so far, but I think this is their biggest game of the season. So, I'm going to wait around and see if I can get six. I mean, if you shop really hard right now, you can find it. But, yeah, I'll take Tennessee plus six.
Brad Powers is our guest, bradpowersports.com. Intriguing game in the SEC, obviously. Tennessee riding high after two straight wins, looking really good offensively. Got Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss coming to town. Looking at the line, was it Ole Miss minus three? How do you see that game?
Well, I did bet Ole Miss. I mean, my numbers are really strong on Ole Miss in this game, but I got to tell you, I mean, there's a lot of sharp professional betting groups on Tennessee this week. I mean, I'm a little cautious. Tennessee's looked really good the last 2 weeks. The easy wins and covers. Hendon Hooker is a significant upgrade over Joe Milton at quarterback. But I guess what a lot of the math guys fail to grasp a lot of times is, I mean, Tennessee didn't play anybody. Yeah. I know they beat a couple of SEC teams, but Missouri and South Carolina are not very good. So, I mean, obviously this is the big test for Tennessee to see if they are indeed, a really, improved team. So, I have my doubts. I took Ole Miss. I guess it's not one of my favorite plays of the week, but let me put it that way. When I said I made a bet on Ole Miss, I make like 40 bets a week. So, let me just say that. I think more interesting to me is this total at 82 and 82.5 at some spots. In fact, there's even an 83 I see. That's the highest total in the history of the SEC.
Wow.
Wow. History as far as a total line. And I think it goes up. I think people are going to bet the over.
Well, did it start at 85.5 and drop down a little bit? I guess a lot of early money there. But you think it's going to head back up again, right? Wow.
Yeah, I think it's going to head back up again. Just a pure numbers play. I mean, that's what people are doing on Sunday. That's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm part of that original under money. You don't have time to sit and look at the handicap on a game. I mean, you just don't. I mean, lines are moving within a matter of seconds. So you see that a lot of times. You see a lot of early money on a particular side or total, and then you get a lot of buyback once you start looking at the actual matchup. That's where I'm at. I mean, I got an under ticket, but that isn't one that I'm screaming, oh, great value bet by me. In fact, it's probably a bad bet.
Yeah, we didn't lead with it. That's right. We didn't. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com. That Bill King link at the top right of the page. He's on with Bill every Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. Well, you were talking about one of those wins for Tennessee coming against a not very good South Carolina. South Carolina, 18.5 over Vanderbilt. I don't know that South Carolina should be favored that much over anybody.
But
it's Vanderbilt, and we love them, but, they're Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I mean, I have Vanderbilt power rated as the worst team in the history of the SEC. But with that being said, I mean, I bet numbers, not teams. So, I mean, I bet Vanderbilt. I took plus 20. I'd still lean plus 18.5. You're right. South Carolina offensively averaging only 22 points per game. to me is not a team you want to lay this kind of number with. You know, I thought Vanderbilt was better than the 42-0 final last week. I mean, missing field goals, getting stopped on downs inside the five-yard line. I mean, they could have covered that game easily against Florida last week. So, I mean, I do still lean with the Vanderbilt plus 18.5. If you don't want to take the Commodores, you can't stomach them. I also like the under 51. Again, I don't see South Carolina running up and down the field on this Vanderbilt team.
Brad, did you see? Did you read about the MLS player from Kansas City that got suspended for betting on MLS games?
Oh, really? No, I did not.
Yeah, your boy Felipe. Your boy Felipe Hernandez got suspended for betting on. He's an MLS player, obviously, for Sporting Kansas City, a midfielder, without pay after an investigation revealed violations of Major League Soccer's gambling integrity rules. Could we see more of those stories pop up here, you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think you're going to see some of that, but I don't think that doesn't necessarily mean that there's more corruption. I think a lot of these guys are going to be found out pretty soon because of the legalization. So, I mean, that was the big mistake that the country was making for several years. Legalization doesn't lead to more corruption. It leads to less.
Right.
And, you know, maybe it happens from time to time, but you're going to get found out pretty soon. And I also question this. I mean, how much was he betting? Because you cannot. The limits on major MLS games aren't very high. So it's not like he's getting, $500,000 bets on a soccer game down here in the U.S.
Unless he was going down on the corner. And
and faking an injury.
Yeah, but I don't. You're right. I mean, but what it is, the people, their records of it right now. Everybody, if you bet, like I was in Georgia and a buddy of mine said, "Well, I can't bet on this game. I'm not in Georgia." And I said, "Well, you probably can if you looked hard enough." But because
right.
He's, does the app through Tennessee. But I think that. I don't know. That is interesting because I do think more will because they can. Does that make sense? That they may sneak a 50 here, 100 there, even if it's on a sport they're not in, because it's easily accessed now if you're not in Vegas or wherever there's a sports book.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously it's easier to get down now because of the access, but anything can happen in one game, I think, but for it to happen multitude of games over and over, you're going to get found out pretty quickly. I mean, a couple of the latest scandals, and I mean, it's starting to date yourself because we're talking 20 years ago, but the Arizona State basketball scandal, Toledo football. I mean, it's not like the FBI or anybody found out about it. The people that, were first to report it were, Vegas sports books saying, hey, there's, there's some impossible shenanigans going on because we see some, overwhelming amount of money being bet on games that shouldn't have, that much money bet on them. So, again, it's going to get found out very quickly where, I mean, anything can happen in one game where you can throw something, but it's going to get found out pretty quickly.
Brad, you got any nuggets for us Saturday or Sunday or both?
You know what? I'm going to roll Tide. I mean, I know that makes me sound square, but, I mean, it just isn't backing Nick Saban off a loss. I think Saban has Mike Leach figured out. He shut out Mike Leach last year. I mean, it was the only shutout in Mike Leach's history as a head coach. And for you to say, Leach will figure some things out. Nah, I mean, he doesn't make a lot of adjustments, Mike Leach. I mean, he pretty much is who he is at this point. And if you look at his career in the Pac-12, what team had the best combination on defense of coaching and talent? Washington. And what did Washington do against Mike Leach every year? Cover 6 straight by 17 points per game. On top of it, I like to compare lines this time of year. Both teams' last game was at Texas A&M. That was their most recent game for both teams at Texas A&M. Alabama was an 18.5-point favorite. Mississippi State was a 7-point underdog. I mean, if you're doing third grade math, that said Alabama was 25.5 points better than Mississippi State on a neutral. Sure, you adjust Alabama down for losing, Mississippi State up for winning, but you shouldn't be adjusting teams several points in your power ratings this time of year. I mean, we're halfway through the season, so that all screams value on Alabama. Roll Tide.
Well, and don't you think the reaction of Alabama's loss is why it actually is at 17 right now and not where it opened at 21?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I even see some people that are, I would consider, sharper than some are saying, oh, Alabama doesn't look right, this and that. I mean, come on. You change a player or two in that game, we're not talking about this, about Alabama. I mean, just because they lost, and I know they lost to a quote-unquote unranked Texas A&M team, but the reality is that Texas A&M team is top 10 in terms of talent. So, again, I think we're going overboard throwing Alabama in the trash. I'm not. I mean, I'm rolling Tide. One of my biggest bets of the week.
Brad Powers 7, bradpowers.com, bradpowersports.com, the Bill King link at the top right of the page, and that's how they can get your stuff, right?
Yep, Bill King tab at the top of the page at bradpowersports.com, weekly newsletter, $69 for the rest of the season. That's NFL, college, sent to you each and every week through the Super Bowl. Check it out at bradpowersports.com.
It comes in my email in about, what, two or three hours from now, every week.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It'll be there.
And I won't let John look over my shoulder, I promise.
You have no choice. Right, appreciate you, Brad.
See you, Brad. Thanks, man.
Hey, take care, guys.
All right. Hey, it's wide open to the top of the